better health begins at Tidelands Health, dedicated to keeping the communities we serve healthy and active. That's why we're proud to present our podcast series, Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
It's a topic that many are hesitant to discuss, even with their healthcare professional. We're talking about sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. But it is important for you to be in the know to protect your health. So today we have Kathleen Augustine with us, a certified nurse midwife at Tidelands Health, to answer many of the common questions you might have about STDs, your risk, and what you should do if you think you might have one. Kathleen, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So recent statistics in South Carolina and the Myrtle Beach area show pretty high numbers of STD cases. Should people be concerned, and how can they protect themselves from getting an STD and becoming one of those statistics?
That's a good question. So yes, there are some concerns with growing STD numbers, both in the United States and in South Carolina. Just for some quick facts, the reported STD rate in South Carolina for the two most common sexually transmitted diseases, which is chlamydia and gonorrhea, South Carolina is third in the United States in total number of cases for gonorrhea in 2018 and fourth in the United States for chlamydia cases in 2018. So it is a problem. And we see that in here in Myrtle Beach, where we have a little bit of a transient population, a tourist type population, those numbers are actually increasing. So it is something for anyone who is sexually active to be aware of.
So chlamydia and gonorrhea are the two most common STDs, is that right?
They are. So chlamydia is the number one most common sexually transmitted disease in the United States. Just for reference, there was about 1.7 million cases of chlamydia last year in the United States. And that's throughout the whole United States. With South Carolina ranking number three in cases.
So then what are the symptoms of each? Can you give us the symptoms of chlamydia and then the symptoms of gonorrhea?
Sure. So chlamydia and gonorrhea have different symptoms for women and for men. In women, chlamydia and gonorrhea both can be asymptomatic. So you could actually have no symptoms of either, which is how it can go untreated for women. Men, typically for both, there can be some penile discharge, itching, and discomfort. For women, if they have symptoms of either chlamydia or gonorrhea, that can present like pelvic cramping, vaginal discharge, and pelvic pressure.
So how do you know when it's time to see the doctor?
So most people, I recommend that you present to care if you're ever having any genital symptoms, if you're having any discharge that is concerning to you, pain that is concerning to you, burning with urination, anything that would make you think that there is something going on, or if you have any concerns, I think that's also a time to present for care.
Right. So what happens if you think, because you said chlamydia can be asymptomatic, mm-hmm. What should a person do if they think they might have been exposed to an STD?
Sure. So I always tell my patients, if you feel like you've been exposed to a sexually transmitted disease, that's an opportunity where I would like you to come into the office so that we can have a conversation. It gives you an opportunity to discuss your concerns with your provider, as well as talk about any symptoms you might be experiencing. And then depending on the exposure and what sexually transmitted disease you may have been exposed to, that helps us know what we need to test for and or treat you for.
So when you say come on in and have a conversation, it's often a topic patients are hesitant to bring up mm-hmm. with their physician. So why is it so important that they do? And what's your advice for patients who aren't sure how to bring it up?
Well, just know that as medical providers, as providers of care, we are used to discussing these things all the time. And I like it when patients bring these topics up, although a lot of times during a regular preventative exam, we will bring up the topic of sexually transmitted diseases, especially in anyone who's sexually active, just to have the discussion about it. And I always try to ask my patients during the visit, do they want to be tested for sexually transmitted disease as part of their yearly preventative exam? But even if you're providing provider doesn't bring it up, just know that this is a conversation that we are super comfortable having with you and we would like to have with you because it helps us to prevent any infections before they can become a problem for you.
So if someone is experiencing symptoms but is hesitant to bring it up for what we just talked about, what are some of the complications that could develop if an STD goes untreated?
Right. So some of the most common complications that we see from sexually transmitted diseases, such as, for example, chlamydia and gonorrhea, because those are the most common ones. In women, chlamydia can cause scarring inside of the pelvis in the organs there, both the fallopian tubes and the uterus. And this can affect fertility in the long term. So that's why it's so important to be tested and treated. It also can cause pelvic infections, which can require antibiotic treatment and sometimes hospitalization if it's severe. In men, it can also cause some urinary symptoms. So for both genders, for women and for men, it is important to treat the chlamydia and the gonorrhea when we notice it or when we think we've been exposed.
All right, so let's talk about treatment then. Can you explain to us the different treatment options for both chlamydia and gonorrhea?
Sure. So for chlamydia, it's a simple antibiotic, one dose, one time that you take. Usually we give it to you to take at home. For gonorrhea, it requires an injection of an antibiotic. For both chlamydia and gonorrhea, we do recommend that you be retested in 2 to 3 months after the initial diagnosis and treatment was done, just to help ensure that the treatment has worked and also to ensure that you haven't been re-exposed.
So since these are common and easily treated, there really is no reason for someone to delay care because they're embarrassed. They should seek medical attention. Is that right?
Right. And we are happy to see you and to treat this before it becomes a problem for you. So we would much rather see you on the early end of this, so, you know, right when you were exposed or right when you start to have symptoms versus someone staying home and not being treated for a longer period of time.
Right. And then if you could wrap this up for us, Kathleen, and thank you so much for your time. Mm-hmm. Anything else people should know about STDs?
We like preventative medicine. We like to prevent things before they happen. And so to help prevent sexually transmitted diseases, there is a few things that you can do, one of which is using condoms with every time you have intercourse. That's really important. Those barrier methods help to prevent a lot of sexually transmitted diseases. And then just seeking care. So coming to preventative medicine appointments, making sure that you have annual physical exams with your family medicine provider or your OBGYN provider, just to make sure that you are still healthy and that we can test you for all these things every year.
Well, Kathleen, this has really been informative. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much.
That's Kathleen Augustine, and to learn more, please visit TidelandsHealth.org or call 1-866-TIDELANDS to make an appointment. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.